God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself into a tomb.
All right, Les Visible. He comes by twice a month to talk about what's on his mind. He sure writes what's on his mind and sings what's on his mind. Several blogs and read by many across the world. He comes by to talk on basically two subjects. One is metaphysical. The other is socio-political. This week is the socio-political commentary entitled Smoking Mirrors. Les Visible is one of those guys, very passionate, has a way with words that it's hard for people not to hear even if they don't want to. So a lot of people love him, a lot of people hate him. But we love him here at Feet to Fire, and now we go across the pond to Les Visible.
Well, here we are again, high up in the Susser Pod, looking down on the scurrying around as they snatch up the politicians and rabbis in New Jersey, the organ harvesters and money launderers whose sentence was to be damned with faint press. Unless you're sending the president of France to Chad in some heroic mission to stamp out pedophilia, which is being used as a red herring to cover even more organ harvesting. E zarcose! Or as we like to say in Italy, e così. It's like that. As the system implodes under the black hole, making weight of fiat currency running into the Red River Valley, made red due to the fact that blood mixes with water better than oil does, we console ourselves with the fact that Brad Pitt, or Lawrence of Sunset without the keffiyeh around his head, happens to be 20% atheist and 80% agnostic. I like it when people have a mathematical mind and can be that precise. We'll give praise where praise is due as soon as we can find out who, to give praise to. Well, this is the smoking mirror's end. So that won't be our primary consideration of the evening, even if it may be my own personal consideration, since I'm into the gratitude thing in a big way, being 20% not atheist, 80% not agnostic, and 100% certain that everybody will find out at some point anyway. This is your dog poet streaming out of Sirius. Mostly serious, but also wagging my tail of the comet to let you know I'm friendly and having fun as we find out what in the long run means. Hoozoo and kookajoo. It's heating up in the centers and is warming up in the provinces. And that's just the usual irony of the moment, since global warming is actual, well, global cooling. But no matter how you look at it, Al Gore is going to be making money. When your personal utility bills would power a small village, you'd better have some income incoming. Because, as we have heard, it takes a village. Rape and pillage, let's go out and burn a native village. You can't have one, you can't have one, you can't have one without some plunder. Oh yeah, we're frosty, we're feisty, and we're in the mood tonight. So put on a little Luther Vandross, mix in a little Chardet. Oh, we'll make a little lemonade out of that stage circus they threw up in Cambridge with Professor Gates and Officer Crowley, no relation to Alistair, I hope, and sprinkle a little Obama sweetener into the cappuccino foam. You're seeing surprising things because we're living in surprising times. We're in the apocalypse, and I'm a little lucky in this respect because I'm wearing patent gloss sneakers, and I can see the reflection from under Lady Truth's garments as she is lifting her dress in any case to begin with, but I digress. So it is that people who never thought their completely outrageous, psychopathic behavior would get them into trouble are, getting into trouble, and there's going to be a lot more of that. People who are only a little evil and people who are fairly evil but not completely evil are starting to do the canary thing, and all the mostly and completely evil people who can't understand why the scumbags who serve them would turn on them, and if they don't like it that way, I've got some Tonawanda whitefish sushi that I'll put together for them, which I fished out of Lake Erie on a broken piece of stick where it glimmers in the sunlight in a little California roll kind of a way, rolling to California, where money seems to be a problem. The governator is having problems, and Fat City has to go on a diet while Barbara Boxcutter lets the black community know that she knows they are the black community, and she doesn't understand why the Schwarzers would want to swim in the Valley Club swimming pool that also got damned with faint press and segues right back to Cambridge, and you shouldn't worry too much about who's swimming where, but more where who's swimming to. Because fall is coming. Yes, fall is coming with all the lovely colors. And what time would be more appropriate to talk about the Fall Guy than in the fall of, as in the fall of Rome, or the fall of Saigon, or the fall of the House of Usher? Hammer don't live here no more. Yeah, they took that cool cucumber, that long, tall drink of water, pouring himself into the Lincoln reflecting pool where he looked a little overlong, like Narcissus staring at Michael Jackson, and became the Fall Guy, coming to a martial law media outlet near you soon. It's a scam that's been 100 years in the making, hundreds of years in the making. They brought the black people over here to build this nation, along with some amount of Chinese and other folk. The red man didn't help out that much in the end because, well, you can't blame them. They had already made it into what it already was. And they used that John Henry steel-driving force to lift up the scaffolding of the empire at an enormous cost. Only they didn't call them human. Then they set them free, only it took 100 years for that to actually get the blood seal on the document from the veins of Martin Luther King. And then they said, hey, we rode this horse hard, now we got to put it away wet. So they brought on the Fall Guy. They brought on a black man and put him on in the White House after they had already looted the place top to bottom. And then, my friends, they came back with crowbars and pried up the rest and had it all carted away, too. I don't know if the Fall Guy knows he's the Fall Guy or if he only plays one on TV. It looks a little like that movie Galaxy Quest, which you really ought to see because I guess it is out on DVD, or I'm a pirate. Arr, Jim, you be smart as paint. No, I don't know if the Fall Guy knows he's a Fall Guy. I don't know if he's in on it or just a useful tool like me. We're all, or should be all, useful tools, as I delineate on the latest Smoking Mirrors. We're all useful tools being used for the wrong purpose, except where we be outlaw tools in the outlaw hands of unknown handlers like yours truly. It's no surprise that they set up a black man to take the fall for their scammeramarol. It's no surprise at all. No more room! There's no more room at this tea table for the Mad Hatter. And yes, I am the Mad Hatter, the dog poet of the fairways and airways of your golf course condominium minimum security FEMA complexes. Be sure to cross your eyes, or legs, and dot your excess. X's? Excess. Oh, And don't break my nose in the process. Don't worry, you won't be seeing that on TV because I'm on the radio. And there will be a quiz at the end to see who got all the allusions to the text. Or the following Friday, whatever comes next. No, it's no surprise. You have my sympathies, Obama, whatever your conscious role may be. It is a little like the fall of the House of Usher. Except that only the usher will remain with one lonely flashlight looking for a way out of the theater. Those autumn leaves. Is this September? Ow! Those autumn leaves begin to fall. Ow! Those golden showers. Ow! They bring the snow graffiti artist out of their stalls. Ow! That ends our S&M version of that old classic, and where were we? Well, it should only be expected that when the season of the Fall Guy comes around, that he will not be the only thing falling besides the leaves and the golden rain. The dollars will also be falling now that most of the gold and silver has been accounted for. The only things that these cats have not accounted for are, well, the dogs, of course. Who let the dogs out? And, of course, the fact that this is all being scripted from a location unknown to them because they are also tools. Tools of reconstituted stools left by both dogs and cats and the odd Wolverine. Since the news got out that nanothermite has been found at Ground Zero, the guys who made the Fall Guy and the guys who made the buildings fall need something big to happen, and it will be happening. Their swine flu charade is coming along, and their build-up to the big mistake, that being attacking Iran, that's also coming up. But they need that other leverage to take our eyes off the bottoming economy and that gold man with his sacks and the magic skimming software that rakes them $100 million or so off the table every day. In the coming weeks, you're going to see more strange happenings than you've seen in a long time. And it's going to compress because time is speeding up as we approach the 2012 portal. Don't let it alarm you. It's only castles burning as the age is turning and the world shall reappear. If you but fix your eyes and industries upon the good around and within you, you will surely find your way. Guides are stationed at all the crossroads and intersections, and you won't have to worry about directions if you only follow your heart. That is, if your heart is in the right place. Otherwise, you will go to the wrong place, which is where you were headed anyway, so everybody gets what they want. You're probably asking yourself right now, if dog poets can run free, then why can't we? Well, you can. You can run, but you can't hide. So do be doing and don't be doing anything you don't want made public. Remember, my patent leather sneakers and Lady Truth lifting her dress in this apocalypse less than zero. Well, let's see. Lance Armstrong is chugging along pretty good now that he doesn't have to tug along the only woman with bigger teeth and less talent than Carly Simon behind him. And people are saying that Neil Armstrong or somebody with a spaceship didn't land on the moon. But that Stanley Kubrick shot the movie? And I say it. Well, it seems to me like it's more those pod people who don't have pods, like I got a pod, doing the disinfo shill to disenfranchise the 9/11 truth movement. It makes me think about that old line about Richard Nixon's movements. Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, good one, some blood. Well, they say I was born. Ah, yeah, there we go. Well, they say I was born to run and race hell. I got a thing for the crack and the Liberty Bell. Oh, yeah. You know that crack? The crack in the Liberty Bell? That's where the truth leaked out. I always like to take a moment in every show to say that 9/11 was an inside job with outside dual national help that didn't involve Arabs unless they were extras on the set. And so you may consider that what has been said now, and will be leaving, standing in the ghost light of a neon nightmare, that I'll be riding in the evening sky after I get done with this little piece of business. So whatever I said, that's what I said. I've been trying to take my vitamins every day, but there's no vitamin K, and so that needs to be solved too. Where was I? Who am I? And what's on second? It's going to be roiled and tumbling soon, my friend. It's going to be tumbling like counterfeit money in a dry washing machine or a dryer with poker chips, and you'll have to batten down the hatches. The whole system is going to collapse like the wonderful one-horse shay. And all the king's whores and all the kingsmen will never sing Louie Louie again. I did say that I felt bad for the Fall Guy, but I feel much worse for the people of Gaza. They didn't even get any mention from them, and they're being butchered and forced out of their homes by the day. And then there's that organ transplant thing again, and all those rumors about dead Palestinian kids missing their innards, and the dead Scottish guy who came home with no organs. And if this is what we do know and mightily suspect, then what do we not know, and when didn't we know it? I'm dreaming of an off-white Christmas with Santa carrying Goldman Sachs and sliding down the chimney in Dolan's Cadillac, where Tonawanda whitefish glisten and children are missing on milk cartons in the snow. Hey, don't say I can't wing it when I have to. Or, well, don't have a prayer rug to come in on like it was a great big $100 bill when I have to. Courtesy of the Weimar Republic and his wheelbarrow boy that stood on the burning bridge with Billy Budd and God bless the captain and the Fall Guy and the tall dude on the love boat that I played one time in Dinner Theater. Or did I forget to mention Galaxy Quest? And here's the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that the people who think they are writing the story wouldn't know a pen from a pencil even if it was handed to them in Braille. Metaphorically speaking, they are the walking dead, the presumed to be living, who believe they can conquer the world and the Hindu Kush at the same time, neither of which has ever been done, and they can't even conquer themselves. So they like to play bloody games that masquerade as patty cake. But reality is not the Sara Lee Bakery. Reality is what it is, when it is, as it is. Not currently on display, and sorry, we are out of stock, but we are expecting a shipment really soon. And it won't be landing on the moon or arriving in a pod. It's going to show up in the living room of the presumably living. Those who miss after almost winning should have known the end from the beginning. 'Tis what Lao Tzu says, and say I, and so on, and so forth. We're at the end of this moment's psychodrama, my friends. Yes, we must say adieu as we do whenever this happens at the time that it happens, which is like the time it's happening right now, which is where I am. And we're going to wish you a pleasant good evening and good night, and you'll be hearing again from me in a fortnight in my visible origami wear. In the meantime, may the divine light encircle and protect you until we meet again. Aloha, Nui Loa.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun rises.